From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Our mission is to connect with our community during this time of social distancing. Captain's Log, September 5th, 2021. Amy A. I decided to take my recorder to the farmer's market to see how folks are doing. It was time to take an expedition, so I opened up the hatch, fired up my bike, and took a ride down to St. Philip's Plaza. The St. Philip's Plaza Market, Tucson's most historic and iconic market, is on Saturday and Sunday from 8 to noon. The market is full of makers, creators, artists, Mexican and Native American merchandise, and local food businesses selling everything from honey to baklava.
Once there was a girl and she was right from the sticks. Thought she'd go out to the market one day. And hey, we should save the town. She was the toast, really the most. We don't want to boast, but scads of lads would all surround a city slicker. Sure, what hound? She walked in the marketplace. What did she see? Crew cutting cute with a crazy goatee. What a blend. He was the end selling beans. Dressed in his jeans. What a buy she. I got beans at a bargain, little girl. Won't you step right up? Cast your eyes upon my wares. You will have no other care. There'll be no other worry there. If you see the crazy pair, you'll have when they clean and cook the crazy on the table. I got them fresh this very morning from the backyard, and I picked them all myself. I hope that you will come along and buy my beans, because what I'm trying to say is they taste so good. They taste so very, very, very good. Take advantage of a bargain, come on and buy some.
I arrived at the market, parked my bike, and after I got enough coffee in my system to be social, I wandered around St. Philip's Plaza and talked to some of the vendors. I wanted to know if or how the businesses were affected by COVID. During the height of the pandemic last year, many farmers' markets had to shut down entirely. And even now, many are operating at a reduced capacity. Here's what folks had to say.
My favorite dish. Hey, let me say, I am not the guy who's supposed to sell beans. It's a means to you.
Tell me your full name.
Claudia Deuce. I'm from Claudia's Boutique. I'm the owner of Claudia's Boutique. What I sell is old Mexican artisan clothing, you know, like tablecloths, dresses, blouses, face masks, anything that you can think they will have in Mexico. Now we have it over here in Tucson, Arizona.
And Claudia, can you tell me how COVID affected your business, if at all?
Yeah, it did, because now back in the past we wasn't selling face masks, and now we're selling the face masks, and we wasn't doing the markets for a while, so we had to work from home only by appointments. And of course, with a lot of restrictions and the regulations, everybody have to work. I mean, wear the face mask and hand sanitizers and everything. It has affect a lot.
Are you seeing business pick up now, just little by little, or what are you seeing in your shop?
Yeah, it's picking up little by little, slowly but surely, hopefully, you know, things get better.
And how do you feel about things in general? Are you feeling good about the future? Are you hesitant about COVID? What are your thoughts?
I want to say that hopefully everything will get better. We'll get better, so we have to just think positive, and hopefully things will be under control and we be back 100%.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
I'm here at Chubby's Garden. Are you Chubby?
I am not. Chubby was a little white dog we had that used to get into my garden and eat my yellow pear tomatoes.
A little white dog?
He was like a Bichon poodle mix. He was a little fat thing, so we called him Chubby.
And so what is your name, sir?
My name is Steve.
And Steve, what are you selling here at your booth?
Pretty much anything plants, desert plants, patio plants, indoor plants, outdoor plants. I like to take containers that I find at thrift stores and drill holes in the bottom and make them into pots.
That sounds like fun.
It can be fun. It can be a little challenging, though, sometimes.
Yeah. Plants don't always cooperate the way you want them to, right?
No, and sometimes neither do the ceramics when you're trying to drill them.
So, how has COVID affected your businesses, if at all? Have you been tabling at farmers markets and see business go up or down, or did you have to stop tabling for a while?
Well, this market did close down for a while in 2020, but since it reopened, it was a little bit of a slow start, but when the fall came around, I've been doing really well. I also sell seasonal vegetables, so those sell really well in the spring and the fall. Things for home gardeners, and home gardening has done nothing but grow every year. And a lot of people are just really getting into plants, it seems, lately, which is great because I love plants and I love talking about plants.
Yeah, I noticed an uptick of people wanting to do more gardening at home during COVID.
Absolutely. It's something I've done all my life, though, but it's nice to be able to share, especially a lot of new varieties or different things that people have never really seen before. I do a lot of heirloom-type things.
Great. Tomatoes?
Tomatoes, peppers, a lot of different heirloom leaf vegetables in the fall. Things you won't find in the grocery store and things most of the local nurseries don't have because not a lot of people would want them.
Well, thank you so much for your time. This is from Chubby's Garden here at the farmers market. Can you tell me your name?
Hi, my name is Vish. I'm from Sierra Vista. I've been doing the market at St. Philip's since March of this year. I started doing markets in the end of 2019, so kind of when the pandemic hit, and then as business was kind of picking up for me, January hit, and then we kind of all slowed down. All the markets closed, so I was kind of playing around with different ideas of how to market my products. I went to a few markets towards the end of 2020, and then started 2021. March is when I joined St. Philip's over here.
Great. And have you seen the business going up, or have you seen it fluctuate? What are you seeing?
Right now, it's going back up again slowly. Obviously, we have a tourism period over here. The ebb and flow of St. Philip's Plaza Market is very different. It has its peaks and troughs, just like any other business. But we have seen an uptake in business now, which is fantastic. There's loads more people out and about, so it's great fun.
Right. Thank you so much for your time. You are listening to the Captain's Log Project from KXCI in Tucson. I'm Amy A. Today we are visiting the St. Philip's Plaza Market to see how everyone is doing. You just heard the song Market Fresh by Broken Social Scene. Before that, we heard from Bender's Vish, Steve, and Claudia, as well as the song Farmer's Market sung by Annie Ross. We'll hear from one more vendor, as well as the event organizer for the St. Philip's Plaza Market. keep it tuned right here as we continue our expedition to the market. All right, tell me your name and what you sell.
My name is Christina Montoya, and we own Sparrows and Sombreros, and we sell art, apparel, cards. Our mission is to inspire creativity through art and apparel. We actually started this brand in the beginning of October, so right in the middle of the pandemic, because me and my husband got furloughed, and so we wanted to try to work on something creative, another outlet to really still inspire people. So we started doing markets in November.
Wow, and how was that like starting everything during the pandemic?
It was a challenge because of, having to wear masks, making sure everybody is safe, but we made sure that we were always outside to make sure that there was always good air quality always flowing through. But it was a lot of fun to kind of just get out there and kind of be vulnerable, not knowing what it was going to be like, and get to meet new people. And it just found out, like, everybody who else was at the market was also going through the same stuff. So we kind of all combined to each other, and we ended up being a really good season, even with the pandemic.
Yeah, I was just talking with the market organizer. She said last year was like the best season ever. Do you feel like there was a community of the vendors, that everyone was supporting each other?
Definitely. Everybody, if you needed something, someone would pitch in. They would help you set up if you needed it. They would give you pointers on what sells, what doesn't sell. Everybody here is a big family.
That's great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And I just want to say, at this booth, there is paintings of Prince as a dove. There's Baby Yoda. There's all kinds of fun stuff here. So come on down to the market. Can you tell me your name and what you do?
Hi, my name is Cindy Williams. I'm the owner of Desert Peach Management. We're a large-scale event organization and management company here in Tucson.
And what do you organize?
So some of my events that I organize, I'm working now currently on the St. Philip's Plaza Market, Second Saturdays downtown, and the Picture Rocks Food Fest in West Tucson.
Fun. Can you talk a little bit about how COVID affected your work?
Sure. So when I first took over the St. Philip's Plaza Market, I was a brand new manager to this market. I had only been on board for maybe a few days. And so that was right around the time when we were kind of watching the situation intently. A few days later, it was announced that we had our first case here in Pima County. And right around that time, all large-scale events, as you know, in Tucson just shut down. So me being a brand new management to this market, I was really not anyone's favorite person, because I shut the market down for about 8 weeks. And with me, with shutting down the market, went almost 100 vendors as well. So we shut down for 8 weeks. We all just kind of like shuttered in place. And the Second Saturdays Downtown event also got closed down indefinitely. And the Picture Rocks Food Fest went down at the same time. So it was really a rough kind of time, because when you do a large-scale event organization, you're kind of like overseeing many small businesses. So it's not just my business, and it's not just the market in general. It's 80 to 100 small businesses here in Tucson that literally got shuttered at the same time. So 8 weeks later, we reopened. When we reopened, nobody was really feeling safe in coming back, so we reopened with literally 9 sellers and artists. It was like a leap of faith for them, because it felt unsafe at the time. You know, it was like, what was that? Late April, something like that. So we reopened with 9 sellers and artists. We kind of just pressed the reset button on the whole market.
I've been pulled out of the market. I've been pulled out of the market. I am a restaurant worker. I am a restaurant worker. I've been pulled out of the market. I've been pulled out of the market. I am a factory worker. I am a factory. Ooh.
How did you notify your vendors, and how did you notify them of the closing and reopening?
It was any means available. So if I had their email address, I sent them an email. If they were a seller that was here in person, then I mentioned it here in person. You know, guys, this is our last day. We're literally going to be shutting down for a while. We don't know how long. Understandably, many people were really angry by that because this is their business. This is their livelihood. So part of my support of that afterward was it was continuous. I just made sure that they understood that there were funds available for small businesses. There was unemployment available for, you know, small business people that were out, gig workers and such. So they could qualify for all of that. So part of my support of them continued even though we were shut down. It was just notifying everybody that there were resources available if they needed it. And there were a lot of them that took part in that. So it was literally the bridge that got them from closure to reopening again and beyond if they needed it.
And what are you seeing now? Are you seeing a business pick up? Are you seeing fluctuations in attendance? What are you seeing?
What I'm seeing now is that the people are finally coming back out. It took a long time. Like I said, when we opened really small, along with our artists and sellers being really, really small in scale. Our customers were very small in scale. I mean, they weren't feeling at all. Like coming back out, I got a lot of hate mail. People were like, it kind of went sort of like, what are you trying to do, kill us all type stuff. And so there was like very little support for me reopening, but I just wanted to support the small businesses that I was working with. And just like, I'm like, here, guys, I'm with you in this, and we're going through it together. And so what I'm seeing now is that the people are coming back now. So business is like way better than it has been. I would say towards the end of last season, which lasts pretty much from October to May, we ended up having one of our best seasons ever in the history of this market. So it was kind of like once things started reopening, they came out in force and they really supported the small businesses. So we were super excited by that.
Great. Well, I hope you have a great next season and lots of business.
Thank you. Me too. We're really looking forward to it. So come on out to St. Philip's Plaza Market, guys. Thank you.
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project. You just heard St. Philip's Plaza Market event organizer Cindy Williams, as well as market vendor Christina. You also heard J.S. and Dara's song, Pulled Out of the Market. Thank you to everyone who participated in the show today. I literally just walked up to folks and asked them if they would speak to me. I think it's pretty awesome that they did. If you want to listen to this or any past Captain's Log Project show, go to www.kxci.org/programs and click on the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A., and I'll see you next week for another adventure. Until then, live long and prosper.
Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Jeremy Thompson, artist, musician, and founder of Templeton's.
When you walk into Templeton's, I think what you'd find is the one and only vintage emporium gallery space in all of downtown Tucson. You'd be confronted with many large-scale colorful paintings and prints and mid-century modern furniture, and it's a very eclectic space in that sense, because our mission has really been to put together estate collections on consignment along with the work that we do as we collect in the community. You would see folk art chairs and sculptures by William Holtzman, who was a fixture in the folk art world 50 years ago. You'd see his work. You'd see paintings by Geoff Pocock and Indiana Nelson. And I want to tell you a little bit more about the stories behind those as well. But when I think about why I collect or want to share collections and objects with other people, I think as an artist, I don't know many artists who aren't themselves collectors. I think it's partly how we get our inspiration. And I think artists, as Picasso once said, are liars who tell the truth. I mean, we spend a lot of time collecting information, visual and otherwise. And I think that pastiche or collage effect in our own cognitive process also leads us to hold on to things that we draw that kind of inspiration from. And I work with a number of other collectors. Interestingly, we feature a number of artists' work. Those artists have passed away. The families inherited their parents' work and found themselves in the same kind of position. Like, well, do I just do an estate sale? That felt a little odd. These are artists who had leading careers in large markets while they were alive. It seems really inappropriate on some level to try to sell their work in that setting, right? And so in talking to them, we found that there was this strange niche of families who had inherited things of their parents, had believed in their parents' work, and their parents had been successful once upon a time, and wanted to find a venue for being able to re-exhibit. Another artist, Indiana Nelson, was an established New York artist who studied in Italy, working with Jamie Wyeth back in the day, painting murals in nightclubs in New York, and then doing abstract art. She eventually came back to her roots in Arizona. She was born originally in Nogales. She had written two books, two novels, that were well received. And hitchhiking in Arizona, of all things, she was picked up by a woman named Esther Leon, who is a seventh generation Arizonan. And Indiana was so inspired by her friendship with Esther that she created a whole series of paintings of Esther and her family. These were not abstracts. They were the first portraits that she had ever painted. And we have four of them of Esther and her family. Indiana was featured in the Sunday, November 21st, 1982 edition of the Arizona Daily Star in the lifestyle section for this body of work. And we're lucky to have four of those paintings. And so these are people who were members of the Tucson community, making art about fellow Tucsonans, and to be able to invite others to hear their stories and see their work is just an honor, right?
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Support for Artist Stories is provided by Benjamin Supply, presenting a full spectrum of hardware and plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bath, and their gallery Tucson, offering national and local art in both the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer Buildings on 6th Street and 7th Avenue. With products available at will call, they are currently open by phone at 777-7000 and at BenjaminSupply.com or GalleryTucson.com.